Welcome to another episode of the Bamateur Hour. Thank you for tuning into this episode. We now have over 300 subscribers on the YouTube, so thank you to all of you listeners of the podcast. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeart Podcast, Spotify, Podcast Index, RSS. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe, like, follow us on the YouTube channel. Also, make sure to ring the bell on the notifications. And we thank you very much. If you go to our Facebook page, The Bamateur Hour, please like and follow. Today is Saturday, May 24th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. It is Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for all you that have served our country to keep us safe. We are honored to have you serve and protect and defend our country. And we amateurs are blessed to be here. And today I'm going to do this solo, and I'm happy to talk about Alabama sports. My name is Bama John, and today we're going to discuss Keelan Russell, and I'm going to call him King Keelan. King Keelan is coming. He's going to be suited up this fall. He was here for spring practice, and everybody is very anxious to see how Keelan Russell does as part of the Alabama football program, and very anxious about what he can do in his career here. Is he the king? Is he the king in waiting? Or will he ultimately end up going away in exile and leaving Alabama to move on to greener pastures? There's quite the intrigue with Keelan Russell and the quarterback position as we head into the fall and into fall camp that'll start late July as that quarterback battle heats up. So let's talk about Keelan Russell. He's a five-star recruit out of Texas. He's the highest-ranked quarterback recruit Bama has ever signed. He had a great junior and senior year in high school. He was the two-time player of the year. He is quite the talent. He can make all the throws. He can make the short, the mid-level throws, the deep throws. He can place the ball all over the field. He's athletic. He is a dual threat quarterback, but he is certainly not the runner that the prior quarterback, Jalen Milroe, was. He probably runs about a 4.640, which is fast. He can move, but he's certainly not on that 4.4, 4.3 level. He is not a Jalen Milroe in terms of being the running quarterback that Jalen was. He's not a Lamar Jackson, but he is certainly capable of moving around in the pocket, making plays with his feet, and extending plays as needed. But it's really going to be his passing ability that is going to ultimately shape whether or not he wins the job and ultimately leads Alabama as the quarterback and hopefully to the playoffs into another national championship during his tenure here. So we're excited about it. Keelan Russell is about 6'3", maybe 6'4", somewhere in the 6'3", 6'4", 185, 190-pound range. So he's tall. He is not the biggest guy at being 6'4 in that 180. He's certainly not over 200 pounds, but he is quite the athlete and quite the dual threat quarterback. In high school, he graded out super high. Everybody wanted him. And if we go back, he won state championships in Texas at the 6A level in his sophomore year and his junior year. And then in his senior year, his team ultimately lost in the semifinals in state. But he passed for over 4,000 yards his senior year, threw for 55 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions. That is unbelievable. Numbers that he put up, he also rushed for over 300 yards, ran for 3 touchdowns. But again, he was running to extend plays, to make passes. He was not a designed runner, and that was not his focus, and he is not going to be Jalen Milroe number two. I would really put him more in the Bryce Young category as the type of quarterback he can be. I think a better comparison is Jaden Daniel, but that's what we're looking at as a quarterback. So with Keelan Russell coming here, right now Ty Simpson is the number one quarterback coming out of the spring, heading into fall camp. He'll take the one reps. And actually Austin Mack is second on the depth chart and Keelan's third on the depth chart. I would expect Keelan to take over that number two spot in the fall camp and probably be number two coming out of that. But again, we're going to see how well does he progress in the offense? How well is he able to take command of the playbook, to know the plays, to be able to make the right reads, and to show that he deserves a shot to be the number two or even to win the starting job. I expect Ty to win the starting job coming out of the fall practice and going to Florida State, but there's no denying that Keelan is quite the talent, and we've got three interesting quarterbacks in camp coming up when the fall camp opens in late July, early August. So we will see how that plays out. Let's talk about the scenarios for Keelan heading into the fall. It's probably unlikely that he will be the starter day one, but there is that possibility that he wins the job and he's the one under center when we go to Florida State. I think that's unlikely, but it's possible. Scenario number two is that Keelan becomes the backup quarterback, and then sometime after the Georgia game or after the South Carolina game, if Ty is struggling, if he doesn't have command of the offense, they pull Ty out and Keelan takes over and he becomes the starter and it's his job and he finishes the season. Third scenario is that Keelan is a backup and is not getting much playing time and possibly even redshirts this year and then is ready to go next year. So let's talk about if he takes over from day one, either that's a really good sign that he's better than we thought or that Ty's just not the capable of doing it and starting a true freshman, his first game out of the chutes, it's a tough ask. So it's going to be very interesting to see if Keelan actually wins that, but we'll ride with him. If he does, we're going to be here to watch it. Kalen DeBoer, Ryan Grubb can coach up quarterbacks. I think they know what they're doing. And if he wins that job, then watch out. He's ready to go. We're going to ride with him, and we hope we get Bryce Young number two. When Bryce Young took over, that he can lead us that type of way. I do think if Keelan is the starter, either at the beginning of the season or takes over midseason, then Ty Simpson will leave Alabama after this season and he will be gone. And there's a decent likelihood that also Austin Mack will leave as well. And it'll be Keelan's team and that we'll have to go find other quarterbacks to back up third string, fourth string, et cetera, because I don't expect all three of those quarterbacks to be on the roster after the 2025 season. I'm hoping that if Keelan does not win the job and is second string and Ty leads us this year, we have a great season, and Ty decides to come back, that Keelan's willing to redshirt 1 year and then burn his freshman year, his redshirt freshman year as a backup to Ty, and that we get two great years out of Ty, and then we hand it over to Keelan, who would be a redshirt sophomore at that point, and that it's Keelan's team to run it for 1 to 2 years before he goes pro. But I think there's a high likelihood that if Ty sticks around 2 years as a two-year starter, that we're going to lose Keelan Russell. So let's hope that doesn't happen. And now let's talk about Keelan. What are his comps? Comp number one is that he is Bryce Young, that he's an accurate passer. He can make all the throws. He can read the defense. He can put the ball where he wants to, and that he can extend plays with his legs. But one of the nice things to note about Keelan is he's 6'3" to 6'4", and Bryce Young's probably not even 6 feet tall. So Keelan has that height advantage to be able to see better in the pocket, to see over the top, and don't discount the struggles Bryce Young has as a smaller quarterback. Particularly height-wise, and you can see it in the NFL that he really struggled in his rookie year due to being 6 feet tall or maybe as small as 5'10", 5'11", that he had trouble seeing, and they had to really adjust things for him in Carolina so that he could actually see receivers, find the players when they're open. And that's going to be one of the nice things about Keelan is I think he's going to be able to see effectively down the field, make the reads, be in the pocket, also extend plays outside the pocket. So I think Bryce Young's a good comp for him, that if we get the kind of play we got out of Bryce Young, will have hit a home run with Keelan, but I think he has the potential to be better. Again, he runs probably about a 4.6 40, maybe a little bit faster than that. He can certainly extend plays with his legs, but don't expect him to be Lamar Jackson. Don't expect him to be Jalen Milroe. I think Bryce Young, a taller, maybe a little bit more athletic player than Bryce, is a great comp for what to expect out of Keelan when he takes over the reins at Bama and is the starting quarterback. And again, will it be in his freshman year? Don't know. Will it be in his sophomore year? I think there's a high likelihood it'll be. Will he stick around for 2 years and sit on the bench and wait his turn? I don't think so, but I would hope so. I would hope he'd be mature and see things in the long run and want to stick around and get the kind of coaching that Ryan Grubb and that Kalen DeBoer can do to get him to the NFL, which is where he ultimately wants to go. And I hope he'll stick around if Ty stays for two seasons and is very effective in both seasons. Then they can see how well he'll be able to see how well Ty was developed and be willing to step in. So I think that's the comp, is Bryce Young, maybe a little bit taller, a little bit more athletic Bryce Young. I think the second comp is he Jaden Daniels? Probably physically, he looks very much like Jaden Daniels. Jaden, 6'4", about 185, 190 pounds, skinny, tall, athletic, can move, can run. Jaden Daniels may be a hair faster than Keelan, but I think that's a very good comp. So the question is, can Keelan read defenses? Can he throw people open? Can he move effectively in the pocket? Can he extend plays and do the things that you need to do to be a high-level quarterback at the in the college level? And that's yet to be proven. He certainly exceeded all expectations, and in high school was better and put up better stats than both Jaden Daniels did and Bryce Young. But can he do it at the SEC level? And is he that type of talent that could win a Heisman like both of those young men did at Alabama and LSU? So I think those are the comps, is a little bit taller, a little bit more athletic Bryce Young, comp to Jaden Daniels. I think those are the upsides of what he can be. And I certainly think he is a more accurate passer on the short intermediate passes than the predecessor at Alabama, Jalen Milroe. I think he can run the offense more effectively, but how quickly can he do that at a college level? How quickly can he absorb the playbook? Can he make quick reads? Can he make the quick decisions needed? Can he audible at the line of scrimmage? Can he run the RPOs effectively at this high level that you have to be effective in the SEC? We're going to find out. He may play his freshman year, and God bless him if he's thrown in there through injury, through Ty Simpson not performing, beats out Austin Mack, and ultimately takes over as a freshman year. It'll be very challenging if he does, as a true freshman, take over the starting job and have to lead Alabama. That's going to be challenging, and we'll see whether or not he's up to the challenge. But he is quite the talent, and it's great that Alabama has him in camp, that he's in the quarterback room, and that they're excited about him. And I think he's going to get a shot in fall camp to show that he deserves to start. But I think ultimately Ty Simpson's going to beat him out. I think Ty will start at Florida State, and then we'll see what happens from there. Georgia will be a very telling game. South Carolina is going to be a big telling game. LSU is always tough. So those games will dictate whether Ty continues to start, assuming he starts the season as the starter, or whether maybe they turn the reins over to Akeelan Russell to spark the offense and to get things moving if Ty's not able to play effectively. So Akeelan Russell, again, I'll call him King Keelan. Is he going to be the king this fall? Is he the king in waiting and he'll get his turn as a sophomore in 2026? Or is he truly willing to wait 2 years and wait till 2027 to be the starting quarterback at Alabama? Or will he leave? Will he go in exile and enter the transfer portal and seek somewhere else? I certainly think that's a danger, that he doesn't play, Ty stays 2 years, then Keelan transfers so he doesn't have to sit for 2 years, because there will be a lot of money thrown his way. He's going to be in high demand should he enter the transfer portal. It's going to be quite the challenge to keep him on the roster. And I don't think Austin Mack and Keelan will both be around next year. one or both of them will be gone unless Ty leaves and Austin Mack takes over and Keelan's willing to sit around for another year. But I think that's highly unlikely. So anyway, that is the quick and dirty on Keelan Russell. Still a lot to be determined. He was incredible in high school. The track record's there. He's a five-star. Everybody loves him. He projects out. But the quarterback position, hardest position in sports to play. Is he going to prove out? Don't know. We'll see how it goes. But that wraps it up for this short, quick episode talking about Keelan Russell. Thank you to all the listeners. We appreciate you. Keep tuning in. There'll be more Bamature Hour podcasts to come. We'll have another roundtable discussion coming up soon. Talk to you all again. God bless and roll tide.